Hello gamers and welcome to another edition of Game Warp. On tonight's episode, we're going to be looking at 12 Minutes. I'm your host as always, Edward Jones, and joining me, of course, is the one and only Miss Kim Lowe.
Hello.
12 Minutes, for those of you who are not aware of the game, is the video game take on Groundhog Day, as you find yourself stuck in a 12-minute time loop where you have to deal where you, a nameless man, voiced by James McAvoy, has to solve the mystery of the time loop as you return home to your tiny-ass apartment to settle down for a quiet evening with your wife, here played by Daisy Ridley, only for a mysterious policeman, played by William Dafoe, to burst into the apartment, accuse your wife of murder, and only to things get worse from there. As you now have to basically spend the 12 minutes each time trying to figure out why he's burst into your apartment, and each time unraveling more and more clues as you complete the loop, each time trying to hope that you're going to finally crack what it is that this policeman's after and what the secret is, and finally be able to escape this 12-minute loop. Published by Annapurna Interactive, one of our more popular independent labels. This one was one that we were pretty excited for. I think it was at E3 that we first saw this one.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was just like a really small snippet when we first saw it, and it was just literally like a scene, like a teaser, even less than a teaser.
Yeah.
And that was probably, what, 2 years ago or something? And I mean, it's exciting that it's finally released and then that it got, you know, Game Pass day one.
It did, which I think serves this game well. Like a lot of independent games, I think, really. I think a lot of independent games benefit from that day one release. This game especially, because it's, I don't think I would have been too happy if I spent money on it.
I think that's the thing, is anything with a time loop, like whether you talk about movies or games or anything, especially for games, I think, it's really, really iffy because, I mean, in the case of 12 minutes, it is all about trial and error because they basically just toss you in, teach you the basics of how a point-and-click game works from a top-down perspective, and then it's just like, okay, go do what you want. Just, you know, mess with what you want and see what happens type of thing. And, I mean, whatever you decide will give you eventually different endings. Depending on which one, you know, obviously different endings is great for some people who are really into, you know, the value of the game and really into this game and really wanting to go in and just finish it. But I mean, like most of these decisions, like multiple ending games, I really, you know, there is one thing is that you could have finished this game in like 2 minutes or something like that. You know, maybe 5 minutes or something like that.
It's like Myst, isn't it, all over again?
And then you would have gotten the ending where your wife pulls you out of the apartment, and then that's it. And that would have been the end, you know?
Yeah, it's, as we said, this is a real limited game. Your apartment basically consists of 4 rooms, should we say, to be generous. You have a closet, you have a bedroom, a bathroom, and you have your main living room lounge, and this is it. This is all the time, the only areas you're going to get. You get initially to see outside the apartment as you get some light puzzle solving as you tasked with trying to find your way into the apartment. Was that a tricky puzzle for yourself, or were you already in like find everything and just shove it in your pockets mode by that point, Kim?
Well, I mean, it's just finding a key.
So it's not hidden, really, though.
It's not. It's pretty obvious. It's kind of like sticking out like a sore thumb. I saw it and I was like, that's what I need. I didn't even open the door and I saw it and I already picked it up and I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess this is what I need to do.
Okay, for those of us who aren't as smart as Kim, it deserves to start with some light puzzle and really. Each loop will just start with you coming home each day. So I guess we should be thankful for that small mercy that you're not having to spend the first couple of minutes trying to find the key and then going into the apartment, it just starts constantly with you entering into the apartment. And the loop itself, there's various, right from this sort of point of you entering the apartment, there's, you can go, you can choose certain paths and have a completely different outcome, such as you can hide in the closet and your wife doesn't know that she's there, so when the policeman bursts in the apartment, she has no idea you're there. At the same time, you can choose different interactions to have. You can go and spend all your time in the 12 minutes looking for items or setting up traps or things, things within the 12 minutes. And I have to say that the 12 minutes, while it seems quite generous, did seem a little tight to get anything done.
I think that the key is if you've progressed a certain level into, say, like you're going through a sequence of trying to expand on the puzzle and you're having conversations and stuff like that, then this 12 minutes feels really tight because time passes really fast. But if you're just like moving around in the beginning, it, a lot of times I didn't really go through the 12 minutes. It would be like, because you would restart again when you got, you know, knocked out. And a lot of times I confronted the cop a lot of times in many different ways. and basically every time I came back, it was just like, at one point, my character got knocked out so many times. I don't know if it's, like, generated in the game or if it's, like, just that scene that happened and it follows through. He goes through the door and he's like, oh, I gotta stop confronting the cop. I was like, oops. Okay, maybe I'll think of a second way, you know?
I had a string of him being killed at times. And he's like, oh, this is getting easier, I guess. there's also there's a really disturbing death where you're handcuffed by the cop and then he strangles you to death.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of shocking because the controller vibrates like crazy. And it's like, no, that's not good. I have to say that the problem, because were you playing this on PC or...
I was playing this on PC.
Okay. So I'm guessing you had a mouse to play this with, which would have been real but sort of beneficial because this is a point-and-click game, so it feels a little clumsy with the controller, and especially doing this with a tight time frame, it just felt like a bit of a pain in the ass at times. So.
Yeah, on the PC, it actually doesn't let you connect your controller. Like, it detects your controller, yeah. But... it doesn't, the motions are all, like, they use, like, the mouse as your main thing. So, I mean, definitely I think that was easier, because if I used the controller, it'd be just trying to pinpoint exactly that spot. Like, every time you wanted to lock the door, it was just, like, this micro pixel that you had to, press to get the stupid lock. To just trigger that lock icon to come on, and I was, like, so angry. It's, like, already top-down is not my favorite type of perspective when I game. So it was already, like, oh, you move through this, and you're doing this, and then at one point it was just frustrating because I was just stuck in one spot, and I didn't know how to progress, like, what to do next to get further down with the story. So it was, but, I mean... Yeah, I think when you do get through the story, no matter how many loops you do, I think in general, if you're, like, super smart and you get this through, get every single thing right, I think most of this is, like, what, it's, like, 12, 13 loops or something like this, maybe, like, 15 loops max. But, like, to progress the story, like, every single different time. But the thing is that the essence of this is really a trial and error. Like, every single time you go a little bit more, and then there was one sequence that you have to scroll through the cop's phone. And that one, you actually have to restart the sequence 2-3 times to get, like, all of the information, because it depends how fast you read through the stuff.
Yeah. There is a real pain in the ass, and there's certainly... the amount of time I spent trying to knock my wife out by giving her the sleeping medication. And if you dare, like, pick up the wrong cup or you don't set it up correctly, you're going to spend, like, your whole 12 minutes setting a table. And I was like, oh, great, here we are in Before the Storm all over again. Another table setting simulator, that's what we all wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think that I actually thought about it afterwards, and I never tried it in the game. I was like, what if we both drank the sleeping pills?
Oh, yeah.
We just both passed out? Like, how would that have turned out? Think about that.
I actually did that. I got so frustrated at one point, I just went and drank the sleeping pills myself. And it just, all it does is to send you up and right back where you started. It's like, oh, well, that was a waste of time then.
Oh, yeah, because it knocks you out, and when you knock you out, you start over.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was one part I didn't know how to finish a loop, and I forgot that you can just walk out the door to get out of the loop, and I shot myself. I was so frustrated. I was like, let's just restart this.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time, like, focusing my frustration on the cop. There's a sequence you can put where you essentially knock him out,
yeah.
So you can steal his stuff. So you can torture him with the gun, which he has on him, which is kind of amusing, but it's not really constructive to what you're doing. So I suppose that was one ending I gave myself where I just killed the cop. But I'm going to say we don't actually spoil the actual ending of this in, like, you know, every other publication out there, because, you know, we're professionals.
The ending does have a lot to talk about, but I think that, you know, I think when I saw this ending, as the game was progressing and the story was unfolding, the one thing I thought was, man, these people watched a lot of, like, 2000s Korean drama or something like that. Because a few of these ideas seems like they came right out of, like, a cheesy Asian drama series.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. This twist, it might be smart for some people, but I've seen a lot of this, and it's one of the main reasons why I stopped watching Korean dramas. So
it's a real soap opera style ending, really, and it's, you're looking at this and you're going, really, guys, this is the best you can come up with.
No, and then, you know, what it is that, you know, I still remember that the husband shared a article about how Hideo Kojima said that this game was so amazing or something like that. And I was just like, really?
Yeah, but we've all seen how well Kojima makes games. And he's got his own brand of weirdness, really. I mean, you look at Death Stranding, a game where you use your own offerings from the toilet as a weapon against the ghost-like creatures on the landscape. It's... Yes, Kojima... I mean, Kojima's very much a creative genius, but he's also not prone to his own nutso ideas of what's a good idea in a game. I mean, way back in, like, the original Metal Gear, when you're trying to get past the electric fence and you've got to hatch the egg to convince the guard it's nighttime. So. This is the problem. It's sort of like you're expecting players to do all this work, and every time you start the loop, you have all these tasks that you now have to do again. So when you're doing this, when you're playing this in, like, a large chunky game, it becomes real tedious to think, oh, I've got to go in, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and I've got to do this sequence of events just to perhaps try and feather things along a little further this time. And I won't lie, I mean, there were a couple of occasions where I just thought, screw it, and just went and found, like, and put it into Google, like questioning, what do I need to do to find this? It's like, where is this? Because I just got so tired of, like, looking in what I would consider places you would hide stuff, and it'd not be there, or it'd just be, like, an empty box or something. I was like, you know what, I'm just done with this. Just tell me, like, Google.
I don't think the game itself doesn't give you enough clues. Like, I think that the clues part, like, I was able to find the things that they needed me to find. But it was just the sequence of what you needed to do in order to progress the story that was really, like, oh, you know, like, I didn't think about hiding in the closet. You know, it was just like an accident. I went and closed the door by accident, looked out, and that was it, you know? And then it was like, now we wait. And I was like, okay, sure. It's just a lot of these different things that happen. And, like, when you finish the game, you really think about it. You look back and you're like, you know, if I was really, really good, I would probably be able to cut out all of this tedious stuff, like the loops that I did, which amounted to nothing, you know? But the game isn't meant to be played that way, because I think that if you didn't run through these loops and stuff like that, the full amount that it did, it would be like a 2-hour game, you know, if you just knew what loop, what to do next, basically.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's excluding, that's just like one playthrough, right? If you were to go back and try and get a different ending or whatnot, then, you know, the sequence would definitely change. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that the 12 minutes, it's really just like as an overall feeling. It's a really good concept. Like, the concept of a time loop, the idea is so good. Where, you know, you have this time loop, you have a really great voice cast, and the whole point and click adventure, and how they set it up, it's really, really fun. Like, the idea is really new. But I think it's just as you go to the ending, you start, and like, the process of it, it becomes so... I don't know, you know?
It lacks a reason for you to urge this character to keep going. There's no compelling reason. When we look at other time loops, we see a character having growth or progression in their personal quest. I mean, obviously, the classic example, obviously, being Groundhog Day. We see this character who's absolutely odious when he's introduced, and over the course of the numerous loops that he would go over, his personality improves, he gains skills, he deals with things in his life, and there's things just that constantly keep our interest here. The 12 minutes we have here in the apartment are not the most interesting 12 minutes. And yeah. I think this is the problem with the game, is the fact that a lot of us are sort of approaching it as this sort of cinematic experience, and at the same time you've also got to approach it with like this mindset of a puzzler. You've got to really sort of enjoy the fact that you're going to be solving this on like an inch by inch basis, and love that repetition of just going of like, oh, I learned a tiny little bit else, let's go back and do this again. Which I don't think is going to really be for everyone. And the fact that you've got three decent actors here who are doing their best with the material, but as I said, it becomes very sort of clear that they are doing video game dialogue when you realize the sort of limitations of the dialogue they're being given.
Yeah, you know, I think the dialogue is another thing, and I think sometimes it's also like the how certain parts are unlocked, because you know, certain parts is like certain. Events that are triggered, automatically it will trigger that dialogue. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem to flow with what's going on. But when you pick that option, that's a dialogue that you're going to get for most of the time. Same as, like, there was one time where I picked something and I didn't finish going through the entire sequence. It was that whole sequence where I had to, like, scroll through the phone of the cop. And I didn't finish scrolling through all the information the second time, and I talked to, like, and then I did, like, a thing where I was like, oh, well, I was, like, thinking about something, and then I went to try something else so that I didn't have to go back in that loop, and then it actually worked, because what happened was that I ended up triggering conversation with the wife, and I realized that suddenly the conversation with, like, the cop and all that stuff, the whole situation had already changed, because they already assumed that I had seen that information. And I was like, okay, that's really weird, because I don't know what's going on. But then suddenly I realized that, oh, you know, the person that's in that phone of the cop and their situation is suddenly updated, and I hadn't even finished looking through it. So I was just like, okay, well, do I go back now to read it or no, you know? Should I waste my time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's it's so tricky. I mean, I appreciate the fact that there's certain mechanics in the game, like the closet in particular. Like, if you hide in the closet when the cop comes in, the wife gives you away, which is real nice of her. It's like, why are you hiding in the closet? And then if you, like, see, if you go in the closet as soon as you get in, so she has no idea you actually entered the apartment, then when the cop comes in, she won't actually making you mention of you being there, which I thought was real smart and real smart mechanic, kind of, because I've seen it time and time again that the game is sort of programmed so that, you know, when it hits a certain point, it doesn't recognize whether the wife saw you enter the apartment or not. In the same way that you can sort of, like, there's a faulty light switch in the bedroom, so you can set it up so the cop gets knocked out when he goes in there, because you know, because he when these characters, like, come into the room, they do the exact same thing every time. So the wife goes to the bathroom, and then she comes to the lounge and has a drink of water. The cop is going to go in certain rooms. So those moments, the game works really well, because you can, like, go, okay, I know his routine. He's going to do these things. I can set this trap, or I can, you know, I can get ahead of where the wife's going to go, and I can put the sleeping tap medicine into her water. Nothing worse than when you think you set up the sleeping tablets in the right water, and then she drinks the other glass. And it's like, and then you there spend the rest of the 12 minutes trying to convince her that she needs more water.
I didn't even do that. I just took both mugs.
Yeah, and
I just took both mugs, and then I did one where it was, like, sleeping pills in it, and then I just directly gave it to her.
I know if you mess around with the table too much, she makes you set it, and it's like, great. So yeah, those are the moments I was less than thrilled with the game. As I say, it was such a middle-of-the-road experience for me. I started off, like, so into this game and so into the concept, and I think because I kept hitting those blocks where it wasn't sort of directly leaping out at me what I needed to be doing. And then once I did sort of progress and sort of kept pushing that story through, what the story was then offering me wasn't worth the amount of effort I was putting in, which is another disappointment here. So, and certainly I think that the story's choice of ending is certainly out there. I can't really fault them for trying something different. I just don't think this was the right kind of different to try. So,
well, I mean, obviously, you know, based on just Kojima's reaction, it will appeal to some people, the ending itself. But I think that, you know, as I think about this a little bit more, you know, 12 minutes in itself is a point-and-click adventure. And with it comes all of the frustrations that a point-and-click adventure brings, which means a lot of far-fetched ideas and a lot of, like, random trying. But it's just that this time you don't have, like, that time to, you know, kind of, like, throw everything at it, like what you would do in other point-and-click adventures. But in this one, you have a time loop, and you keep thinking. You keep hearing that ticking sound in the background, and you know it's going, you know, like, your time is ticking down, and you're just like... So I think, you know, I think it's just that the structure of it. If you're into point and click adventures and this sort of thing, maybe people will piece it together a lot faster. I'm just never good at point and click adventures ever. So for me to be playing this game, like, I think that I was so excited about the concept, and it was such an anticipated game for me that when I finally sat down and did it, and it started being this experience, which seemed to be, like, just challenging my IQ, you know, I just felt a little bit, like, annoyed and frustrated when it was just, like, you don't progress, and you keep having to do loops, and you know those are useless loops, and you're just, like, trying everything possible.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's...
You know, so, I mean, I think that's basically my feeling is, you know, I think that I can't say it's the game's fault, but I also think that for me, who's not really, like, a really great point and click adventure type of gamer, it was, you know, it had its moments, which were a bit annoying to play, I think. Also because, you know, the ending wasn't really great, I think. I think it was smart. It was definitely clever to go the way that they did, especially how they structured how the ending is and how the whole story is structured. But, like, the whole character relationships and stuff that you finally reveal, It's soap opera. that's basically my feeling about it.
Yeah. Would you like to have had a timer, like, up in the corner for the game, like it ticking down that 12 minutes?
I would have, actually, because it's very blind, right? As you're going through the stuff, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, fades out. And then, or, like, you die and you start again, right? At least I know, like, how many minutes went by to achieve what I did the previous time. Then at least I have an idea of what I need to achieve the next time, right?
And it would have been so easy that you could just have, like, character pressing times on his watch or something like that. It's just a simple animation that you could have like, instigated that time. It's like, okay, start a time loop, bang, start a timer. And then it would have been, yeah, I think, I just think it would have added something that was missing from this game. But there's many things missing from this game, but maybe just in a visual sense, just give me a more of a alertness of sort of time and give me a better use of my time management would have helped, but I don't know. It's not what I'm... Now I've played it, I'm not really in a rush to return to it. I can't see myself really coming back to it, unlike, you know, other games like this, you know, like Myst. Like Myst, I could return to again, even though that's a game that you can complete the opening 2 minutes once you've beaten it once. But no, I was disappointed for this one. I had high hopes. Especially coming, you know, when we were doing our list of like what impressed us most at E3, especially for the independent titles. This was suddenly a bit of a this one came up in suddenly a disappointment. So.
Yeah, I you know, it was challenging more than anything, I think. Like, I think that disappointing is a good word to use for here. I don't think that the game is bad, per se, so much as it's... There are some things that I thought wasn't as executed as well, I guess. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I can get why some people are really into it, but... For me, I think that past the maybe 1 hour point, I was pretty much, like, I can't do a long time with this game, because it really burns you out. Like, it keeps telling you how bad you are at gaming. But yeah. Yeah, so I mean, if you were to rate this game, what would you give it?
2.5.
2.5.
What about yourself?
I would be like a 3.
Okay.
Like, it would be a passing score, but not like, you know, it's not like a failed game.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that, you know, it's a lot of it is disappointment, I think.
But that's our review for tonight. Thank you, as always, for listening. If you haven't already, please do hit the like and subscribe button wherever you happen to be listening to us. Leave us a rating. You can follow us on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. As I said, thank you for listening, and we'll be back again very soon with another game. Until then, good night.